Chicago Bears of Arlington Heights. You had the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Then they dropped that. They're an Orange County team, a ways away from L.A. The Chicago Bears of Arlington Heights. You just can't see them away from Soldier Field. But they're in that is a large piece of land out in Arlington Heights. Very similar to SoFi Stadium. You know, when they built that out in Inglewood, you had the racetrack. You had that huge piece of land. What would a new Bears stadium look like? I like the new Soldier Field. What's wrong with it? They got a terrible lease? But the mayor of Chicago, she's not letting the Bears get out. I mean, the governor would have to step in. But teams threaten all the time about moving to the burbs or leaving. And either you pony up, you call their bluff, and they relocate, or they find a new way to finance a stadium. Wouldn't it be nice if your favorite team that threatens to leave your community had an owner that had deep pockets and they never have to threaten to leave? But we're in a day and age where if your stadium is 20 years old, 25 years old, it's considered old. Look at the Georgia Dome. I thought the Georgia Dome was in good shape. Oh, it's old. And they built a marvel of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which probably allows them to get more appealing for college football championship game, also the Final Four, the Super Bowl. But the Georgia Dome wasn't open, very old. Turner Field in Atlanta, before they built the new ballpark out in the burbs, was not that old. You know, it was built shortly after the 96 Olympics, or it was, you know, it was converted to baseball after the 96 Olympics, but it did not look like it was ancient. If we're following that mindset, the CHI Health Center is old. It's an old building. We might have to talk about building a new one in this town. I mean, another 10 years, TD Ameritrade will be old. We got to talk about building another one. The lifespan of stadiums with itchy finger owners isn't that long. It's about two and a half decades, and then you're like, well, we got to get a new place. Makes you appreciate some of these, I mean, baseball ballparks that are old that they've tried to modernize, or they have modernized, or some places where they've been around like the K, and it doesn't look, I mean, Does Kauffman Stadium look almost, 50 years old? And is it 50 years old? Yeah. No, it doesn't. They've done a good job of modernizing it. But some places, Turner Field, old. Georgia Dome, old. Got to move. All right, 30 past the hour. Here is Alan. Alan, thanks for the call. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jerry, great show.
Thank you, Alan.
You identified the two bracket winner, Tennessee and Vandy. Pick the winner, Vandy, which I concur. Here's my question to you. What teams are the first 0-2 in barbecue?
I will say North Carolina State and Virginia.
Mine was Stanford and Virginia.
Oh, okay. I tend to believe that Stanford, because of their two really good starting pitchers, we'll be able to find one win. But I'm glad we're in agreement on the other one. If it's not Vandy winning the national title, Alan, who do you think wins it?
Tennessee.
Where you are, thinking alike today. Alan, I'm a big fan. Alan, do you make it down to the College World Series?
Every year.
All right. Make sure you stop by Baseball Village if you have the opportunity to say hello to us.
I will. Thank you,
Bob. Right. Thank you. Great. That's Alan. Appreciate that, George. And now Virginia people are going to be upset. North Carolina State people are going to be upset. Hey, North Carolina State fans, this is your thing. You're going to be welcomed in this town. Whether you go 2 in the queue or not, you beat Arkansas.
Yep.
Arkansas is 9-3 against teams that are in the College World Series, and they're not here. That is I know what Runes was saying. about North Carolina State, and he was right. They have a really good team that battled. I mean, they got off to a terrible start. They got a really good head coach. Coach Avon has got tons of personality, and they have a really well constructed roster. But they started 1-8. They give up 3 touchdowns on Friday to Arkansas, and they came back and they won 2 games. And that's a great story. But I think the two ACC teams are 2 and the Q. All right, 33 past the hour. I've been talking about Rick Carlisle. So 13 years in one job. We're just referencing stadiums that are not that old but get old quick. 13 years in a job these days seems like an eternity. Danny Nee, the old Nebraska basketball coach, in all seriousness, one night during a break when I was doing his radio show, he said to me, I think you should change jobs every 10 years, regardless of whatever industry you're in. It's good for you. It's good for your employer. You know, after a while, you kind of get burnt out. But every 10 years, Rick Carlisle being a head basketball coach in the NBA with the Dallas Mavericks when Mark Cuban is your owner and you've had a world championship, 13 years is a long time. And he finally reached the point of a superstar that he maybe couldn't get along with, and Luka, who taunted him during a game on who's running the team. And his really, really good friend, the general manager, Donnie Nelson Jr., not there anymore. So Rick Carlisle yesterday, I think he stunned people, except for the reporter that tweeted 2 weeks ago that there's issues with the Maverick head coach and Mark Cuban called BS, and Cuban's credibility is a little bit in question. And you would think a guy that is a really good business person, what is going on with his franchise that might be in disarray? That's not supposed to be how Mark Cuban runs things, right? But 13 years in one job is a long time, and especially in the NBA, where stars are now deciding if they want you to be their head coach. Look at what just happened in New Orleans. Zion and the family were not happy with Stan Van Gundy, and they're not happy with the Pelicans, so New Orleans has their third head coach in 3 years. The player empowerment is scary. It's not just in professional, it's in college. But in college, it's, I'm not going to choose your program. And we aren't, and luckily in college, there's no player that's going to the athletic director and saying, hey, I'm transferring if you don't fire this guy. He's not a good coach. We haven't gotten to that point yet. Will we get to that point? Probably someday, but we're not at that point. But if I'm thinking, man, industry is good, the money is good, the lifestyle is probably good, the benefits are good, we got 4 major professional sports in this country, what sport do I want to coach in that would be less stressful compared to the most stressful? I think the NFL. I would never want to coach in the NBA unless I was buddies with my star player. Like, we're buddies on and off the floor. We got business interests together. You're going to run me out of town. I mean, look at LeBron got rid of David Bland. Remember him?
Yeah.
People thought he was a good coach.
Yeah.
LeBron didn't think he was a good coach. He gone.
They had a winning record, too.
Sometimes LeBron doesn't think you're a good coach, but you have a good general manager that stands in the way. LeBron didn't think Spoelstra was that good. Wanted him out. Pat Riley said, nope.
Work together. How many games did Tyronn Lue get after Bron?
He got 6.
Yeah.
He got 6, and then he was given the Ziggy.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be an NBA coach? Look at Doc Rivers. Look like Doc Rivers had a good relationship in L.A., right, with the Clippers? Not so fast, my friends. I think of the ranking of the 7 jobs that are open. Washington is the worst, then Orlando, Portland, your Pacers, Dallas, New Orleans, Boston. I think the best available job right now is Boston. You walk in the door, you got Jason Tatum, you got Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
and you are the Boston Celtics. New Orleans, because you have some young talent, including a rising star. Dallas, you have another star. And you got an owner that has deep pockets. And then Indiana's not a bad job, because essentially in Indiana, you're starting four of your five starters are set for next year. Really, the biggest issue you would have is, what do you do with Miles Turner?
That's, yeah. And keeping him might be an option.
But why would you want to be an NBA coach? Your star turns on you, you're done. Look at LeBron in L.A. I mean, stars have to pick their coaches. How's that work? Major League Baseball would be a good... I mean, stars don't run the show in Major League Baseball. Not even close. Mm-hmm. The NFL, nah. The NHL, you're... Not many head coaches are spending 13 years behind the same bench. It seems like NHL coaches are about 3, 4, 5 years, and they're on. Some don't even make it that far. But 13 years at one place in the NBA... is an eternity. Credit to Rick Carlisle, but he's not going to be out of the business very long. I think Boston would be a place for him, or a job that's not open yet.
What about Indiana? He was there for 4 years. His departure was kind of a little bit of a surprise, some unfinished business there. He had some success. Went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Could be. What about Milwaukee? Oh. Which may open up if
agreed.
Milwaukee doesn't win on Sunday night.
Agreed.
We'll discuss that here in a little bit. Here is Jack. Jack, thanks for the call to the Gary Sharp Show on the Zone. How are you, sir? Jack? Oh, Jack is... Jack, maybe call back.
Yeah. He might have got shy. Yeah. Some people don't like being on the radio.
I think he wanted to talk about Arkansas.
Yeah, he sure did.
All right. George got the NBA Minute coming up next. Some final thoughts. We'll roll through some tweets and some emails to wrap up a week and send you into Father's Day weekend, and a check of the leaderboard at the U.S. Open, where still a lot of 60s that are showing up today. Brooks Koepka does not tee off until about an hour and a half from now. Shoffley, who is from the area as well, tees off at 3:36 local time. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this. Hey, it's always exciting when a player scores a goal in the Euro.